We have something special for you. Have a listen to this. Have a listen to this. Town, rock it inside out. We're going to rock this town. Make them scream and shout. And the reason we play that, it's because...
Grease Fest is coming up.
It is. It is, and I didn't want to talk about it. That was the best part. I love Brian Setzer and the Stray Cats, and they play some great music. But it's rockabilly, and the reason we do that is because Grease Fest isn't far away. It's only 2 weeks away, and it's a festival of all things retro. And all things retro. And I read an article written by Helen Spalitis in one of the QT editions last week. I think it was Thursday, and it's all about Ipswich seamstress and rockabilly star.
Now, you were
lover.
Prepared for this interview today, weren't you, John?
I was.
Yes, you came in your acid-washed denim jacket.
That's right.
Really getting the feel for the rockabilly.
Well, it was. Yeah, I actually bought that jacket in 1982, and it's still fashionable. Hey, there it is.
It still fits, even better.
Well, yeah, the arms are a bit too... I don't have 1982 arms anymore, but anyway, Ipswich seamstress and rockabilly lover has made the finalist of the upcoming Hot Rod Bell pin-up parade at this year's Grease Fest. And at only 28 years of age, you're looking like a picture. Charlene Dutton, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, this rockabilly thing, how long have you been into that?
Oh, that's a hard question. Several years. I've just been doing it casually, just every day, and then really hit my stride on my first rockabilly experience of Grease Fest about... 6 years ago.
Yep.
And then it's just full time every day.
Well, I'm sure Callie Jade's going to ask you about all the hair and stuff like that. But just a couple of things here. Now, to be you talk about being at Grease Fest at an earlier time too at Rockley. When was it then?
Yeah. I believe 2012.
Well, it sounds like it would have been the showgrounds there at Rockley.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Was it a big event?
Yeah, but it's grown so much since then. Yeah. Out at Cleveland Showgrounds.
Okay. Yep. Okay, so what's your most favourite thing about Grease Fest?
Oh, I'm partial to the market stalls, personally.
Yes? Yep. So you can buy cool stuff. What can you buy?
They've got vintage, and then they've got a lot of modern rockabilly, so clothes. They've got cowboy boots, cowboy hats.
Yeah.
They've got lots of artists there as well, so you can buy their merch. They've got pinstripers and tiki carvers, wood carvers, just so much.
So you were saying that this year was the first year that you've actually been involved. How did you get involved rather than just being a spectator and lover of the fashion?
They put out a call for pinups. They have Miss Tiki Wahini on the Saturday and Miss Hot Rod Bell on the Sunday, and I just put my hand up.
And they snapped you up from the looks of things. Now, as John alluded to before, I'm going to ask you some questions because I found out you're a mum and you've come in here, as John said, like a picture. How do you juggle every day getting ready in this amazing fashion but then also having to be a parent and having all of those duties of the morning as well?
It's a bit of a juggle. The hair helps because I get that done the day before. So it's all up in rollers and I'll drop them off at school, full rollers, scarf in hair, looking quite ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sure you don't look ridiculous. So that's just really finding that time management to keep it going.
Yeah, it takes probably twice as long for me to get ready than the average because I've got bub on my knee and the kids running around fighting usually.
Yeah, definitely. And you're a seamstress as well. So do you make your own clothes?
I make a majority, yes. I never want to be caught wearing what anyone else is wearing in any of the pageants. So I usually make my pageant clothes.
And how long would it normally take you to make one outfit?
Oh, if I had the time, it would take maybe 2 days if I'm not mocking up the pattern. But with the kids, I get 15-minute bursts.
That's some good balancing that you've got there.
Okay, so when you're in Coles, what do people say to you, you know?
I got a lot of little girls come up to me and tell me I'm pretty, which, you know, always makes my day.
Well, yes, it would. Yeah. Okay, and... you're a seamstress too. So do you make other clothes other than your retro gear?
I make my kids' clothes, lots of pajamas and T-shirts.
Yeah.
Is that cost-effective as well? Goodness.
Sometimes, depending on the fabric.
Is it hard to do? Because I know a lot of young women these days aren't into sewing.
I think it's becoming more popular. It definitely went out of style for a while, making your own clothes. You know, having handmade clothes wasn't the coolest thing to have.
Do you thrift and reimagine, or do you just make from scratch?
Oh, I thrift and repair, but if it's a vintage piece, I won't touch it other than to fix a zipper or a button. But
oh, fantastic.
When I was a kid, I always remember that the sewing machine was going all the time. My mum was always at the sewing machine doing something for one of us kids. And but she did teach me how to do the buttons and not so
simple
much zippers.
Stuff.
Zippers, you just throw the pants out. But so how are you with the sewing there, Kayleigh Jane?
I'm not too bad. I did a little bit back in high school. I actually made a teddy bear, which was a very impressive feat. My teachers thought I was amazing, but I wouldn't be able to sew a zipper for the life of me nowadays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're this pageant.
Yes.
So you're hoping to win this?
I'm hoping. Yeah. I've been in a couple and I haven't won any yet, so...
We think you should win.
Yeah, definitely.
You've certainly got what it takes. That's
I'll give
for sure.
It my all.
Okay, well, if you can get along to Grizzfest, it's happening at the Redland Showgrounds from August 3 to 5. And if you want to get some more details about the whole event, see www.grizfest.com, and that'll get you in. Well, it won't get you in. You probably have to pay to get in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you for being here today, Charlene.
Charlene, it's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.